This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I appreciate the question, but we're always hunting. That doesn't change for us. We're always hunting. Expectations on the outside, whatever that may be, it really doesn't change who we are, right? It doesn't. The expectations from the outside don't permeate inside our building, and now we have to change what we're doing just because of outside expectations. It really doesn't matter. My message, our focus as a team is it's always been consistent, same as it was last year, is man, you show up and we continue to get better every single day. You're the best at your position. You're the best for our team. Then that's what wins games, right? For us, when everybody is really striving, putting the work in, right, to be better. And that's what it's all about. We don't care about expectations. Talk doesn't win games. We have to go out and play good football when that time comes.
All right, that was D'Amico Ryans. We just played that in headlines. That was D'Amico Ryans when asked yesterday about being the hunted instead of the hunter this year. Here was Will Anderson yesterday when he was asked about expectations for the Houston Texans.
The expectations in the Texans have always been the same. No matter the outside noise, no matter the media, any of that, like, we have a standard that we have to play to. We have a mentality that we play to, and that's the only thing that we have to play to is everything that happens in this building. And I would just say complacency is no place for that here at all. What we did last year was last year. What we're going to do this year is what we're going to do this year. And we can't focus on the past. So right now, it's just keeping that same mentality, and that's the swarm mentality. When all this fails, what are we going to do? We're going to go out there and swarm. And so that's what type of a team we're going to be heading to this new season.
You just got an A, Will. You got an A plus on the test. On the test where the one question is, how do you handle expectations?
That is, you know what, I know what Will does. Will, who sits next to CJ in the team meetings, I'm guessing that Will is the kind of guy that whatever the motivational speech of the day is, he's writing it down off of the PowerPoint presentation.
100%.
And like circling it and everything, which is an awesome thing to do, kids. If you ever do that, take notes and like whatever pep talk you're getting, don't get cynical about it. Buy into it, hook, line, and sinker. And I feel like that's what Will does.
Dude.
Will is capable of being indoctrinated, and that is a good thing to be.
In the NFL, yes. Especially, man, he recited the D'Amico 3:16 chapter and verse right there, man. Like he nailed it.
By the way, I love the swarm acronym only if I ignore the acronym itself. This was 100%. Every time I hear swarm, I'm like, no, it's the word swarm. That's what you want, is the way the defense swarms and everything. D'Amico came up with the word swarm and then backfilled it with words to make it an acronym.
Work ethic.
Yeah.
And relentless mindset, Seth.
Yeah, like it should be swarm, but it's swarm because he just like he came up with some words that fit it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fine. It's just fine because I like it. I think it's something that people can rally around, but let's call it what it is. It's not an acronym.
He hyphenated work ethic and turned it into one word.
Yeah.
Here's Will Anderson. Man, this answer yesterday, as I was listening to Will, I'm like, this is the stuff right here, man. Like, this is what I think Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans, like this is what they envisioned when they went up and got C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson, and what they envisioned when they really started molding the team last year in D'Amico's kind of image and his vision. And here is Will talking about the culture in the building with the Houston Texans.
Yeah, it was a lot at the Pro Bowl, man. It was a lot of guys like, yeah, tell them I'm trying to come over there. Like, tell D'Amico I'm saying, but I'm like, Texas ain't for everybody, man. It's just a different type of DNA you have to have to play here, man. It's a different type of character you have to have. And you just got to love football, man. And I think, you know, the front office and coach, they do a really good job of choosing the guys that they want to be in here that, you know, can help change the culture and help keep uplifting the culture and, you know, being a positive impact not only on the building but in the locker room as well.
And the original question was, hey, did you have a lot of guys, you know, basically coming up to you, you know, have you, yeah, has it been different talking to guys around the league this offseason?
Right, which Will had talked about at the very end of the season. He talked about how like Clowney and others had come up to him and said, yeah, I would love what you're doing there. I love the fact that Will took it upon himself to be a gatekeeper,
yes,
for the Texans
offense.
Away, not to mention,
yes,
to keep D'Amico out of, like, Will basically said, you think I'm going to risk getting D'Amico in tampering trouble for you,
right,
Tyreek Hill? I think not. Yeah, right, Quentin Nelson. Whatever. I was going through the AFC Pro Bowl roster figuring, like, who did Will think didn't have the special mindset or DNA. I came up with – now, some of these guys weren't at the Pro Bowl itself, either because of the Super Bowl or because this didn't feel like
skipped
it.
Skipped it, yeah.
Not Texans worthy. This is who I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Travis,
sure,
Kelce.
Yep.
Quentin Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
Max Crosby. I don't like that he doesn't own his abuse of Pat Mahomes. Jalen Ramsey.
Hell yeah.
Laremy Tunsil. He was that was at the Pro Bowl. He was telling all these guys, like, nope, sorry, man. You got to really be all about the football and love the game.
In fact, he walked up to Laremy and said, I don't know if you have what it takes to be a Texan.
What if Will, everybody else around the league right now is like, man, I know people like this Will Anderson, but he was kind of a prick to me at the Pro Bowl.
That's it, man. He's like,
I told him that I thought about, I'd kind of like to play, and he said, meh.
He's the bouncer. He's the bouncer at Club Texans, man.
He is, yeah. Yeah. He's standing up,
sorry,
there.
Sorry, Tyreek. This is a fake swarm ID that you've got here. You're not swarming. This is a fake swarm.
Qualifying these guys
right
before they're allowed
this
to talk
you
to them about
this
coming
is,
to play for the
this
Texans.
This is Stephon Diggs. It just says Tyreek Hill on
here. I honestly, though, in all seriousness, I went through and I was looking at the AFC Pro Bowl roster.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's somebody there that Will thought, like, I don't know, Quinnen Williams. Who was it? Was it DeForest Buckner? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't have it in front of me.
It wasn't T.J. Watt.
I think Jalen Ramsey's actually a decent guess.
You know, Jalen Ramsey might be a guess.
Ramsey's turned into a bit of a kind of a, you know, vagabond here later in his career. You know, he went to the Rams for two first round picks, but then he went to the Dolphins for a third. And I think if you're a Dolphin, you're looking around the room going,
yeah,
it's two of the guy that's going to get us there. Jalen Ramsey is a Mulligetta guy, so he's probably got a relationship with C.J. Stroud to some degree,
yeah,
right? I think Ramsey's a good guess. Plus, he is somebody who I'd be like, I don't know at this
what
stage in his
Justin
career.
What if Simmons? What if the Texans didn't go after Justin Simmons because Will Anderson's report back from the Pro Bowl was that he wasn't Texans worthy?
Yeah, yeah. As we know, there are two people's opinions that the Texans trust, Will Anderson and Colin Cowherd.
Which, speak of the devil, Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah.
The Colin Cowherd disclosed yesterday that Kyle Hamilton, when he was interviewed by Colin Cowherd before the draft, he got a call from the Texans saying, hey, could you spare 5 minutes to tell us what you think about Kyle Hamilton, like based on his interactions maybe off camera?
Somehow.
Like, what was he? The Texans are big on this, I know, because CJ yesterday talked about how when he was on his top 30 visit, they asked him about the personalities of the other two guys that were there with him taking a visit as well.
Yep.
They love to get those little tidbits about, like, you know, the classic, how does a guy treat the driver on the way from the airport?
Yeah,
does he act like a diva and act like the driver isn't even a human being, or is he somebody that actually, you know, is he polite? Did he take interest? All that other stuff.
I felt bad for the answer Seth's talking about. CJ mentioned Tajay Spears was in on a 30 visit the same time CJ was last year. And then he couldn't remember the name of the other guy, the lineman from North Dakota.
It was that big Neanderthal-looking Cody Mock character from North Dakota. Yeah.
Well, kind of bad for him. Like, CJ's like, yeah, this other guy, if I can't remember his name. Tajay Spears.
Somebody in the – I'll credit somebody in the – somebody in the room knew it immediately.
They did.
So good for you.
Yeah, good job. Good job. Text us if you're a media member listening. Text me on the bat phone and tell me who that was. We need to credit them. That was pretty good. Here's Will Anderson on his relationship with C.J. Stroud.
You know, C.J.'s a great guy, man. He's easy to work with. Great friend, great brother, great teammate. All the things you act for in a guy like that, man. And I think we were just being our authentic selves. Like, he gets to be him, I get to be me, and we come together and we just be goofy all the time. And we're just those young selves getting to come to work every day and love football. But we also know that balance of when it's time to get serious. And I think that's what helps us a lot. We have a healthy balance of when to play and, like, when do we need to, like, chill out and we need to lock in. And, just his work ethic, man. I think a lot of people in the locker room took note of that very quickly. Like, this guy, he comes to work every day. Like, he wants to be the best. Like, he wants to be the greatest to ever do it. And that's the type of mindset that I have. So seeing a guy like that, that just pushes you more. And it just built that connection through the whole building, because when people see that, they want to feed off that and they want to be a part of that too.
I feel like in that, when he talked about, like, they know when to chill and when to take care of business, I feel like in that relationship it's completely at some point CJ saying, like, all right, just chill.
Yeah.
Chill. Would you chill for a minute?
Settle down.
They're trying, Will Strill trying to have a tickle fight. And CJ's like, just chill. Will you chill? And Will's like, yeah, sorry.
Right.
I got excited.
I know. Yeah. When Will's like, we get to come in and be all goofy and everything, I'm like, I'm going to guess the percentage of goofiness in that relationship. I'm going to go 90-10, Will. And I mean that lovingly, by the way. That's zero shade at Will Anderson. Will Anderson's awesome. People know how we feel about Will Anderson on this show. Let's hear from the other side. Here was C.J. Stroud. I feel like we're playing Love Connection or something. That was Will on C.J. Now here's C.J. on Will.
Ooh. Last year, we met before the draft, and we were like, we were just kind of making fun of each other, like, hey, what if we got on the same team? You know, lo and behold, we did, you know, and it's been a blessing ever since. I thank God that I got to be teammates with Will Anderson, because I definitely don't want to play against him. So, we're just pushing one another. We sit next to each other in team meetings, and, you know, we're constantly talking about, like, how we can get this team better. And honestly, like, we talk about how we can get it closer. It's not all about just work. We're trying to build. You know, D'Amico always talks about the closest teams are the best teams. And, you know, for us, we're trying to build a close team and just do it in a natural light, in a natural way. So I thank God for Will, and his family has been amazing. His mom, his dad, his sisters have always been really nice to me and my family. So it's a blessing to be, you know, around somebody with just a good spirit and a good soul.
The part that is really interesting about both of those guys, in all seriousness, is both Will and CJ, I think, are mature for their age when it comes to, like, not just thinking about being leaders or what have you, but in genuinely trying to change and improve the culture itself. But, and, you know, because after this season, Will spoke about this really interestingly and talking about reaching out and being sure that people in the organization know you care about them, not just the other players, but the front office staff, you know, people that work in the ticket office, all of that. And it's kind of a way of thinking about the group that I think a lot of young leaders who are still some kind of sometimes selfishly oriented, you know, like, young leaders, a lot of times it's still more about, like, how can I make myself look like a
totally
good, how can I get these guys to do what I need them to do?
Yep.
Where I think with both of those guys, they have a more selfless motivation about
yes.
it. I'm not trying to paint them out like saints or anything. It's just different. Like, it sticks out like a sore thumb to me.
Yeah.
The way they talk about being leaders, it's in a different vein and coming from a different angle than most young guys who are talking about leadership.
And it's hard not to separate draft night from just the thought when you hear both these guys back to back like that, and when you hear them talk about the mentality that you're talking about there, Seth. And I think back, the Deshaun Watson trade, like, if we're dissecting the Deshaun Watson trade, and I promise those of you who get uptight when we bring up Deshaun in any shape, form, or fashion, it's going to dwindle as the weeks and months go by here, because the Texans are essentially out of the Cleveland Brown draft pick business after this year. They've got a couple, like, little day three picks that are remnants from the trade, crumbs from the trade,
yeah.
But the major picks are all gone. The biggest thing that the Deshaun Watson trade allowed you to do, the biggest thing, was go get Will Anderson. Because that was the 12th pick in the draft, which was the pick you got in that draft from Cleveland. And then you didn't trade the Cleveland pick this year to move up and get Will. You traded your own pick. But the fact that you had two first-round picks is what gave you the flexibility to make that trade. It gave you the, it gave Nick Caseri the ability to be aggressive and not gut the top of a draft by trading away a first-round pick. You had two of them this year. So you trade up from 12, you use a first-round pick, and it allows you to go up and get Will Anderson. And that to me, is the biggest derivative from the Deshaun Watson trade. If you're looking for the biggest positive from the Deshaun Watson trade, you can look at Will Anderson as a direct result of that deal. It's hard to find direct results from the Deshaun Watson trade because Nick moves around so much. You know, yeah, you really have to draw a map to get to which pick was which. But I think it's, you don't have to go too far to draw a line from the Deshaun Watson trade to Will Anderson being a Houston Texan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's funny when you talk about Nick Caserio and trying to track any of his trades or anything. It's like trying to track a dollar through your personal finances. Like, oh, okay, part of your paycheck was this dollar.
That dollar
this
right
month.
There.
Yeah, yeah, okay, what'd you use that dollar for?
Right.
Like, I don't know. Went to a lot of different things, really, truth be told.
Yeah.
We had to split it all up.
Yeah.
So, I think, right now, I'm glad that there was a tone set where these guys very much realize and understand that I don't think there's nobody from the Texans that's going to come out and say, wow, this is a dream team scenario. You know,
no chance.
With all due respect to a young Vince Young, who is a younger and more, you know, not as mature he is now. That was a thing that just caught a lot of headlines and frankly was just putting the cart ahead of the horse when it came to the Eagles that year, in calling a dream team scenario. And I think the interesting thing about it is that I don't feel that this was a directive given by anybody. I don't feel like D'Amico told Will or CJ, hey, be sure everybody knows that we haven't accomplished anything yet. I think that's just kind of they're naturally in their DNA.
Yeah,
like Will said, it's a certain type of DNA.
I think that's why those guys are Houston Texans. It's a chicken and egg thing. You know, like it's not one of those things they came into the building and they indoctrinated them and now they feel this way. Like that's how they're wired. That's why we picked that guy. That's why we traded up for that guy. 100%. 100%.
You know, it's now this is making me feel old, Sean. I'm figuring I probably should probably explain the dream team comments, right? To dudes in their 20s. How long ago was the dream team scenario? Was that the 2011
offseason?
2011 offseason.
Because that was the same offseason that the Texans signed Jonathan Joseph. Remember?
Because
Nnamdi Asamoah was part of the dream team.
That's right. Nnamdi Asamoah was part of the dream team. The Texans just, they hedged their bets by signing just one guy who would become one of the top five Texans all time in Jonathan Joseph.
Yep.
And also then and Danielle Manning, who was a very, very, very good player
really good
for the Texans.
Yep. Yeah. Really, really good. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Sean, this is from Ocho. Did you hear the rant that Todd Callis went on during the game about fans doing the wave? I did. The fans did the wave while it was 2-1 in the eighth inning. And the Astros lost 6-1. I think it affected Josh Hader, if you want to know the truth.
He might have been. He was like, what the hell? I'm trying to get amped up for this thing here.
The damn wave.
And then what is going on? We got the wave going on now?
It's amateur hour, man. Stop doing the wave, all right?
I stopped. I can't get worked up about the wave anymore. Although, if I were there in person and I was sitting there just sitting, trying to take in the game, and I'm getting my vision obstructed by some bastard in front of me, all right, then it would start to bother me.
Who is this year's Houston Texans? Who in 2024 is the 2023 Houston Texans? An audio friend of the show asks the question. We'll try to dig into it coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.